Last off into a new year.
Praise the Lord.
I'm planning on driving into my new year in my Rolls Royce in the Holy Ghost. You know, I'm not going for a little deal. I'm going for the big deal, because the promises and the things that God has spoke to us over these last 2 months are so mind-boggling that, you know, the question I've been asking from the very first day that Jesus come and he got my attention, and I went up and I said, "Jesus, come into my heart." That was the word of the Lord. He spoke to me. That was his voice. It spoke to me and it changed my life, starting from that point on. And what we've heard, especially this last month and a half, the conference that we just completed at the end of November, what God was trying to bring us to that place. And I really believe the word of the Lord is just, this word for 2019 is connected to the conference that we just had. And most of that, I'd call it one of the most, as far as for prophetic conferences, that was one of the most prophetic conferences that I sat in, whether it was in the singing, whether it was in the spirit of worship, when we worshiped, something incredible happened, and we went from a place to another place. That's all I could say, and it was through worship. And then when we worshiped him, the glory started coming down. The glory of God started coming down. The glory of God started coming down. And then I believe that the glory of God opens up the purposes and the plans of the promises that he's given us. And I think it's so essential for us to believe for ourselves, for each others, for families, for friends, to believe the promises that God has promised us. And in that believing, that means that I am worshiping a God that speaks to me. He spoke to me that very first day, and that voice, when I heard it, changed my life forever. Now, did I hear it only one time? No, I had to hear it the next day. And then I had to hear, I said, "Well, when did God speak to you?" You know, these days they say, "Well, you know, God doesn't speak in these." Well, God's speaking constantly to us. And from the very first day that we believe, God's saying things about us and to us, and how he wants to give you the promises that he has, the glory coming down upon us. And I declare and decree that the glory of God will return to his house once again, and it will be filled with his glory. Yeah. And I'm this is what I'm hearing in for 2019 beyond. You remember when the first initial shot of the faith teaching came with Kenneth Copeland and Hagen and all that, and then there was the Toronto Blessing. You remember when the Toronto Blessing, when it looked like Jimmy Swaggart and all the other guys, they got themselves into a big problem, and we won't have revival. And the revival, we're gonna have to do something to get revival. And God sends the Toronto Blessing and blows everyone's, you know. God can do these things. And I mean, things that you didn't think. I mean, it was. I remember it was in Newsweek magazine, Toronto Blessing. You know, and I remember about 4 years before that, it looked like the church was going, the Pentecostal church and everything was going to fold up or something. But you know what? When God comes on the scene, when we worship God, when we begin to pray, when we begin just praying, I shouldn't say just praying, pray. Yeah. And it changes our lives. It changes the perspective of the whole earth that we're living on. And the perspective that we have on this earth right now from an enemy force is very, very dangerous. I mean, the enemy is speaking stuff that is just so far out there, you're almost shaking your head and saying, "Is there no common sense any longer?" Literally, right? I mean, you turn on any news channel these days, you're going, where in the world has people went? You know, are we living on Mars or something? And so I just say, God, you make so much sense. And when I worship you, and when I do something that just is very, very simple, he comes and he shows up and he speaks to us. And God has, his voice is louder today than any other time. His voice of healing is louder today than any other time. The promises are yes and amen, like they've never been yes and amen. The prophetic words that have been said has to be believed, embraced with a whole heart, because it's easy to walk away from something that you heard that was so powerful that it would change your life forever. And I rebuke in the name of Jesus Christ every force of the enemy that is trying to attack you, trying to attack your family, trying to attack your mother, trying to attack your brothers and sisters. I rebuke all of that stuff in the name of Jesus, because Jesus, what he said, he is able and he is very capable of carrying it out if we believe. The if is a big word, but if we believe, and I really believe that this is the time, this new year we're entering into, we're going to believe the prophetic word that God has spoken over us like we've never seen in the entire time. That you go to doctors, that they've placed things on you. No, we take that off. Bethany, we take all that stuff off. It's off you in Jesus' name. And we're going to see results in Jesus' name. I'm done with, you know, myself failing on not believing. All he said is, worship me, and the glory will fall. Pray to me, and I'll show you things that are going to be so mind-boggling. And guess what? The enemy is going to come against that type of faith. But we expect that. But we have faith, and we have hope in God, Jesus Christ, his Son. It's a finished deal. It's a done deal, Jeff. We don't prophesy just for prophesying's sake. We prophesy because we believe that it's a done deal. It's a finished deal. So I'm real excited about 2019. I'm not angry. I have a stirring on the inside that I want to live more for God today than I did 20 years ago. I don't feel like a retirement program's in my future. I just, God, can we hear your voice? Would you speak to me again today? Lord, could we have another move of God in a mighty, mighty sense? Could we see miracles like we've never seen miracles, like mind-boggling miracles in Jesus' name? Linda, come on. Come on, we can run this race together, girl. Hallelujah. We're not backing down. We're standing up. We're going to fight like we've never fought before. We're going to do things that like we've never done before. And I really believe that God honors it because we honor him with our worship and with our prayer, and we're going to see it. Tom, thank you very much for taking this whole thing on tonight and giving us an opportunity to see what the kids, you know, you kind of forget what goes on. But what a powerful, powerful move of God in the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so I encourage you as a person that loves you, a person that just saying, hey, I want to run the race with you. Your family, Sandra and myself got an opportunity to get away for a period of time. And it was wonderful. It was great. You know, it was like, wow. But you know, tonight we were sitting at home, and I said, you know, I would rather be here tonight than any place else. And it's a little cool outside, but I would rather be in this place with you guys, hearing your story, knowing your life. I'd rather be there than anywhere else. The beaches were all right, but there's nothing like a family and friends and what God's going to do in this upcoming year. So in Jesus' name, let's believe together, and we're going to see the glory of God, huh? Amen. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else that has something that you're wanting to get in before the 2019 takes over? Come on, Tom, yeah. The prophetic words, we have them printed up. So if you're wanting a prophetic word, that'd be a very, very good thing for you to meditate on.
Stay here. Pleasure, brother.
Yeah, thanks, Jake. You know, the word tonight was so awesome. And as Danny was reading this thing, I kept going over a bunch of things. But at the end, it was talking about unity. And on the last page, it says, "My heart's desire is that you would answer the prayer of my beloved son and become one as you and I are one." And this is the key. This is the key for us. You know, we talk about unity, but the most important part of unity is that we get in unity with God, that we get the mind of Christ, that we get going on what he's got going on, and that we hear what he says, and that we do what he says to do. I was at a funeral. Do you remember Lauren Bierke? Lauren passed away. He was 85 years old. And I remember two things about Lauren. I remember a lot of things. I've known him for 60. I knew who he was for 60-some years. That makes me an old guy. But my first remembrance of Lauren, of this guy, was when I was like 8 years old. I was playing baseball down in the park in Detroit Lakes. And here come this guy in a white shirt and long pants and suspenders carrying a big black book. And he sat up in the bleachers. And he opened that big black book and he was reading it. Now, why would an eight-year-old kid remember something like that? I don't know. I do know. He was carrying the light. He had a light going on the inside of him. I didn't know what it was. I was just a little kid. But I never forgot that. I can still see him sitting in the bleacher. I'm 70. The next remembrance of Lauren was after I got saved. I was 26. And some friends, new friends, all my old friends didn't want anything to do with me anymore. And some of my new friends would drug me into this church, and I went willingly. And we sat right behind Lauren Bierke and Dave Seberg, if you know who they are. And we were doing worship, and all of a sudden, Lauren pops up and raises his hands up and starts speaking in tongues. And I was a Catholic boy, never heard of such a thing. This was pretty wild for me. And when that happened, I did one. What was that thing that they did on the exit stage right kind of a deal? I bolted out the door so stinking fast, man, it just freaked me out. But that was Lauren Bierke. And you know why I remember that? Because it was light. And I'd never seen that before. He was carrying a light. And God is wanting us to do that. At that funeral, I was having lunch afterwards and was sitting with, Swears. Chad, help me. Which one? Jesse Swears and his wife. And we were talking, and then this other fellow came up, and he sat down. And he said, and this guy's like 65 years old, and this is, I'll hurry up, 65 years old. And he says to me, he said, "God's calling me into the full-time ministry. I'm really looking for my full-time ministry. I've been praying and waiting for God to show me my full-time ministry. I'm waiting on big things. I want to lay hands on people and heal them and raise the dead and do all this stuff." And I said, whoa, wait a minute. That's really good. Don't be looking for a full-time ministry. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ. Seek a relationship with God. Let him make you a minister. That's what he's looking for. He's not looking for people that are looking for a full-time ministry. He's looking for people who want to be servants. He's looking for people who want to fall in love with him. He's looking for people who are willing to yield. Wow. So anyway, tonight, I just love this place. I love the word that came forth, you know, and you talked about walking by faith. You know, today it's more important than ever to walk by faith. You know, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And in this day and age, a lot of us in here, a lot of people in here facing big stuff in life. How do you get through this? You get through it by faith, by believing God. You know, we got to get our believers working. We got to push that believer button and get going in this thing. You know, God is wanting us to step up and believe in him, believe in his promises, the pastor said. You better shut me up or I'll keep going. Okay. But you know what? You know, Dave Wagner had a word here. And take this home and read it. And read it and read it and read it and glean. Get harvest what you can get out of this thing and put it to heart. Because what God is desiring from us this year is not to, you know, he wants us to get out. If we're playing religious games, hey, forget that stuff, man. That's not where God's at. God's not there. God is interested in a people who are interested in people. That's who he was when he came here. He came here and he loved on people. He touched people that were hurting. He touched people that were needy. He just touched people. And that's what he wants, where he wants to take us. And I know you guys are doing that here. But I just wanted to, and I think the Lord wants to encourage us. You know, we don't need to be some, you know, he doesn't want religious people. He wants people that love him, that got that light shining on the inside. That like Lauren Berkey, a lot of people thought he was weird, some not quite all there. Man, that guy had it going on. He had it going on. You know, an 8-year-old kid remembering this guy walking down with a big black book. I remembered it because there was light there. I remembered him in church because there was light there. And I want to be known someday as a guy that had light there. And that's what God wants to do with all of us. To let that light shine. And the only way the light shines is when we fall in love with Jesus. And we have this relationship. I've been talking about this for 100 years, it seems like. This personal, intimate relationship with God. Hallelujah. Pastor?
Thanks, Tom. Let's see, we got about 8 minutes. Tom, I just got like a few minute thing on. Then you're going to bring us in? You got something, Tom, for? Yeah, okay. I just saw this one part here. This is the year of miracles. You're about to witness some of the greatest explosions, my almightiness, that the earth has ever seen. You won't just be recipients of the miraculous, but participants in bringing the miraculous to the world around you. And I just was feeling kind of almost a sense of urgency tonight. And I know there's a lot of people even here tonight that we could pray for. But I just felt a sense of urgency to pray for Deb and Jeff in this situation. And just when I saw this miracle word, so let's just take a few minutes right now.
Yes, God. Lord, we just lift this situation up to you tonight, Father. And Lord, we just cry out to you tonight, God. Lord, Deb is such a beautiful, beautiful woman. And Frank, Lord, they're such a blessing. Jeff, Diane, Lord. And but tonight, we just lift up Deb to you, God. And Lord, I just see her, and there's such use for her yet, God. She's just such a blessing to so many of us, and such a warrior. And so we pray for those cells in her body tonight. We speak to them. We speak a miraculous healing over her body, God. We speak to that blood and disease, and we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just called on a miracle from heaven, God, for her tonight. God, a miracle, a healing, a miracle, God. Years and years and years, Lord. And we just rebuke death that would to try to come and rob. And we just speak healing to her body. We speak to those cells, everything that's abnormal in her body with her cells and her blood, we speak to it tonight. Be healed in the name of Jesus. We just lift her up tonight. Whatever situation with Jeff, God, and things going on with him, if there's something, Lord, that he needs, Lord, let it happen tonight in Jesus' name, Lord. And whatever needs to be worked up, but we're desperate tonight, Lord. Lord, we lift up the situation to you tonight. Lord, I thank you for your healing power, God. And we give you praise and glory, God, for the testimony, Lord, of that this is going to be, Lord. And I thank you for just making a way for this in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I had the same thing Chad had with the healing, because I've been praying a lot for Deb and my dad, and just even like with Linda, I've been praying for a lot of different people in this church. And I just really felt that this year, and he even said it in here, this is the year of miracles. And I just really know that this is the year that we are going to see like never before the miracles in this church and in this place and even out there, that we are going to see the blind see, the deaf hear. We're going to see cells and things line up because God is in control. Cancer is gone in Jesus' name. Cancer is gone. Mel, you are healed and you are made whole because God is in you and you are made whole. This is your year for a miracle in your physical being because God is going to heal and touch you in the name of Jesus and Deb and my dad and everything. God is in it. And it is going to be done and it is finished. He already did it at the cross. And he keeps reminding me of that. Because he took the stripes at the cross and he made us whole. And I know that this is the year that we are going to see the greatest miracles and the greatest restoration and wholeness in every person that needs that. Because God is in it, and God wants to bless, and he wants to bring forth those miracles, and I just know it's so strong. And even with all this stuff, he keeps speaking to me, remember what I said. And I just know, even with my dad and Deb, it's just miracles. That's what I got. It's the year, Bethany, it's the year for miracles in your body. In your physical body, Bethany, it's the year for you. We need to believe and receive it because it is here. This is the year. We have to believe it and we have to receive it and we have to stand on the promises and what he said because it is finished and he said it was done and we got to stand on that and believe it and begin to receive it and speak it. And that's what I got.
Hallelujah, it's happening. Hallelujah. I'm just feeling, as Jenny's praying, I just feel like stuff is falling. I think sometimes we work to try to make something happen, but it's places where God positioned us for things just to fall into place. And he was talking about things coming in alignment. You know, I've worked so hard. You know, sometimes you work so hard to make something happen, but it's like things have been prepared for such a long time to come down. And I really believe that. As Jenny was praying, you could just feel it, and I could feel it too when Chad's praying, and just that sense of urgency that our spirits are recognizing a moment. When Jake was talking about the glory falling down, you know, we've all been through something and we're going through things where we're just screaming out for God's glory to come down. So I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to stand under here this time. Go ahead, Jake. I'll let you go for a second. Just this is my thing. This doesn't have to be your thing, but I've worked so hard kind of to make things happen. But this time I'm going to just stand here. Because you know what I mean? It's time to just and do that what we got here.
I'd like to do something tonight. If I can get a pen that would write on this, I'm sending this with Mal, and did this with Jack Hines, and we signed our names, and we believe that this prayer cloth will touch, and you put her in your pillowcase, buddy, and you lay on it, and the names that are on it, and the anointing that is going to go with it. We don't have a whole lot to do with it, but right after we get here, I'll put it up here. Come and sign your names if you're wanting to do that, and that'd be very, very good. Tom, back to you.
All right. Well, why don't we all stand up? Come on. You can stand here. I want to stand here. You stand wherever. But we thank you, Father God, for 2018. We thank you for 2019, Father. We are so excited, hallelujah, for all that's going on, man, God. We receive it, Lord. We receive it, Lord. As the prayers go out, we thank you and we celebrate, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, that through it all, God, you're bringing us through it, Lord Jesus. So we thank you for it, all right? We ready? Man, we're coming down. We're in the 40s. You guys ready? Okay, right? I'll tell you when. After we're going to count down from 10, 9. Hallelujah. Fires is great. Hope it works. Here we go.